I was so excited to write a lighthearted commentary this week about the fabulous movies now playing in the county, The Help, Giving Voice to Black Maids in the Jim Crow South, and Our Idiot Brother, about a simple man who tells the truth. Both are very well done and extremely moving and funny too. Then I got the bad news Sunday at the Albion Farmers Market that former Mayor Jerry Mello was shot dead in the woods up in Fort Bragg on Saturday. As we recover in our grief for Matt Coleman, we begin again for a really decent, community-minded family man, Jerry Mello. It's a terrible shame. Our beloved coast is becoming a bi-weekly crime scene. I was thinking maybe Jerry's killer was also responsible for Matt's death, and we could at least have some sense of justice. But the suspect, Aaron Bassler, is still on the loose. Damn. There is some theory that this is all connected to the illegal growing of marijuana, another strong argument for the repeal of prohibition now filed with the state. Marijuana doesn't kill people. People with guns in illegal grows kill people. It brings me to the fact that I hate guns. I hate them. I hate guns. I hate that our Constitution provides the Second Amendment the right to bear arms. I always say that I wish the Founding Mothers had more power and the Second Amendment would be the right to bear breasts, not arms. Life would be so much safer. I have heard the argument many times that people defend the Second Amendment as their right to protect themselves and their families. To me, it's the right to kill people. We are inundated with politicians who defend the Second Amendment with all the fervor of a rabid dog ready to rip out our jugulars, even suggesting the assassination of those they disagree with. Michelle Bachmann said the right to keep and bear arms has to be protected because the Second Amendment is the final guarantor of all our constitutional rights. And you remember the famous crosshairs map from Sarah Palin's camp over Representative Gabby Gifford's district. She's the congresswoman who is still recovering from being shot in the head. Governor Rick Perry jogs with his gun because he's afraid of snakes and coyotes. In Texas, they are manufacturing a new gun in his honor. It's called the Coyote Special. These same candidates say they're on a mission from God. They claim they are his chosen one. That leaves me with one question that I would give my eye teeth to ask at a press conference. Knowing you are a devoted Christian and live by the Bible's teachings, how do you reconcile the right to bear arms with God's commandment, thou shalt not kill? I may have to explain the word reconcile, but that's okay. I just want to hear the answer to this question. There was a fascinating article in the New York Times on Sunday, Give Pacifism a Chance. The concept, according to the article, is nearly extinct. This editorial, which only references back to World War I, opens with a story of a conscientious objector named Evan Thomas, who was on a hunger strike and was being prosecuted for his beliefs. The prosecution sought the death penalty as punishment. Just kill the guy who wants peace, right? Yes, there's not a lot of success stories in the pacifist movement. Jesus, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, John Lennon, all killed, all murdered. So what's the point of being against violence if it makes people kill you? In the final paragraph of the article, the writer says, "We need people like them, pacifists. People who don't believe war is inevitable, who challenge what we assume and accept, and who will work to end it." There are a few organizations that are dedicated to nonviolence. The Quakers, the Albert Einstein Institute, the War Resisters League, and there's a new movie coming out called World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Accomplishments. For some reason, pacifism appeals to me because, one, I'm not afraid to die, and I'm old-fashioned, real old-fashioned. And I believe there was a time before the Bronze Age, before the conceit of weapons, when the goddess was revered and the mother was holy and we lived in a relative peace, cooperative, artistic, creative ways. It is my belief system that until weapons and the written word in the Bible came into being, we lived simply and peacefully. We believe life was sacred and we would protect it because, as everyone could see, it isn't easy to birth a baby. Somehow, I got the pacifist gene. Because there's no way on this earth at any time that I would pick up a gun. I'd protect my children, wife, and even my dog by jumping in front of them, but I wouldn't shoot anybody. I'd go in peace. May Jerry Mello rest in peace. Maybe that's the only way we're going to get any peace and quiet around here, after we're dead. No matter. I'm still going to try. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can read my blog or feedback to this commentary at sherryglazer.net.